Avi, he is calling the horses. Fourth line. Kolgund adippa padiyar. Let you be beaten by a stick. Padiyar. Let you undergo that trouble. Padiyar, yengolu venamutru. It is not vinayacham. There is vinayacham when you form siliyar. Here, padiyar. Let you be troubled. Tenth line. உயர்திரை நீடுநீர் பனித்துறை சேர்ப்பன். சேர்ப்பன், அவர் ஹீரோ தி மேரிடைம் கண்ட்ரி. பனித்துறை, விச் ஹஸ் காட் கூல் காட்ஸ். வேர் நீடு நீர், தி வாட்டர் இஸ் ஃப்ளோயிங் வெரி மச். இன் தி காட் தி வாட்டர் இஸ் ஃப்ளோயிங் வெரி மச் and it is cool and he is the owner of that god. Avanudaya odu ther, he has got a chariot and the chariot is very speedy. And nun nugam nuleitha maave, o horses who had been yoked to the chariot, to the front portion of the chariot. Nugam, the front portion of the chariot, which is nun nugam, which has got good decorations. Oh, the horses which had been yoked to the chariot of our hero, whose chariot is going speedily. He is the head of the god of the ocean. Where uyar thirai, the waves are very high. When you begin to go away, what will be our position? May short, our body becomes tired. Avala nenjinam, we have got our mind full of sorrow, full of grief, because our hero is going away. We are alone. Our hero is going away. So, avala nenjinam. Nenjinam, nenje udaye mai. Being those having the mind full of grief. Nenjinam, kuripu vinayamutri. That vinayamutri has become vinayacham. Nenjinam, it doesn't give any tense. Nenjinam becomes nenjine mai. Being persons having their mind full of grief. May shorndu, my mind is also grieving, my body is also become tired. Why? Kayaravanda poldodu. Poldodu, poldin gun. Seventh case. The third case, what gives the meaning of the seventh case? That is, at that time, when people cannot do any work. Kayaradal means shayalatirithal, to keep silent without doing any work. That is kai arudal. Kai means work. Arudal means removing. We are not in a position to do anything because it is the evening time. In the evening time, the sorrow of the separation reaches its height. Kaiyara vanda pududu. During the evening time, when we are not able to do any work at all, specific work at all. The evening time, how is it? The evening time, nun pani arumba. Minute dewdrops are falling. That is the four dew season. The dew is coming in the front portion of the night. Nun pani arumba. The minute dewdrops are falling drop by drop. The evening time. The evening time, what are other things are happening? Venkodu yamba. The white conch is being sounded as auspiciousness to show the evening time. the white conches are being sounded during the evening time. Morasu mudal koliya malai. Malai in the evening time, morasu etc. are being taken to sound. The morasu, that is the drums, are being sounded. The conches are being sounded. Hearing these things, people will lit their lamps in the evening time. Vilakkin, people will decorate the houses with lamps. In the evening time, when the dewdrops are falling, the conches are sounded, and the drums, etc., are giving sound, immediately understanding that it is the evening time, people are putting lamps in their house. Where? In the place of Veerai Velmaal Veliyan Thittan. The name of that fellow. Veerai Velmaal. Veerai is Veerai Keralambudur, some place. The name of the place. Velmaal is the son of a chieftain. Veerai Velmaal. That becomes Veerai Velmaal. His name is Thittan. His father's name may be Veliyan. He belongs to the family of the chieftains who are called World, who are residing in Veerai. That is the name of the fellow, the chieftain is Thittan. His father is Veliyan, and he belongs to the family of World. And those World have got their native place as Veerai, and this Thittan is residing in Urayur. Because in Ahananur, you see, Aribai Silambin Ambalan Todalai Arambol Avalai Seritha Mungai Malivalan Taru Mavan Thittan Pindanellin Urandai Angan Kainalai Vera Kaviri Neetham. It comes like that. Malivalan Taru Mavan Thittan. It comes like that. And he had got one young fellow, one son. He was not in good terms with his son. His son was named Poravai Kopernar Killi. His son was Poravai. He had got an assembly of warriors with him. His name is Kopernar Killi. And the father was not in good terms with him. He wanted to get rid of that fellow. But this fellow is also a very good warrior. He was a great wrestler. That is not this Thittan. Thittan's son. And there is one poem in Puranal. Nalhinum nalhanayinum velvor poradan Thittan kangadillamma. Let Thittan see the ability of his son. Certainly he will be in good terms with you. Comes like that. And the Thittan had got one daughter, Ayyai. He was a very chaste girl. Malayvalam Ilayani Sirappin Ayyai Thandai Malayvalam Tharu Mavan Thittan. This fellow was in very good terms with his daughter, but he is not in good terms with his son. And he had been residing in Urayur. And during his time, when the evening time comes, the conches will be blown and the drums will be making sound, and immediately every place will be lit with lamp. In the evening time the dewdrops may be falling. At that time, people who got separated from their lovers can do no work at all. They will become inactive. they will lose their mind, they will become tired in their body, so they cannot do anything. And if the hero be there, they may be conversing with him, but the hero has gone away in his speedy chariot. So they have to go turn back to their house. When coming in the evening to the seashore, they are coming with great speed. Now without speed, they are going back to the house. But so the horses of the chariot are responsible for all these things. So let the horses be beaten very much. Kol kundu alaippa, by a stick. Usually the horses will be given whipped and not beaten. They will be whipped. That in itself is enough. Kol kundu, taking a stick in the hand. Alaippa, let them be troubled. Padiyar, let them undergo trouble. They give a simile for it. That is, they have got the toy drums. The young fellows have got the toy drums. They will be beating their drums in the portion, the flat portion, where the drum is beaten. For attraction, the drawing of a parrot or a sparrow will be put in the place, the drum. They will have the figure written there, so that it may be attractive for the children, because it's a toy. And the place, and the flat place where the drum will be beaten, some beautiful picture will be drawn. Usually it will be the picture of a sparrow. When these fellows are beating the drum, the young fellows, the sparrow will be beaten. Then they are beating the, like those sparrow, then the hearts will be beaten. Peru mudu silver. Peru silver, mudu silver. That is, wealthy persons, for many generations. They are not a wealthy person of today. Peru silver, mudu silver. Their wealth is coming for the past so many generations. In the houses of wealthy persons who are wealthy from the period of their ancestors, ponnodai pudalvar. Then usually in the second liturgy we will see only male children. Female children are very, very rare. The female children come only in Kalithuvai. That is, Nalhurundar Selvama. They don't have children at all. By God's grace, at least one female child is born that house. Nalhurundar. They had no children at all. They were able to have one girl. That was very pet to them. Selvama. Only in Kalithuvai we say like that. In other places, we don't know, we don't see the female children. Only male children are given presents, because they will be pouring water for the ancestors. Tenpulavarnarku arungadanirukku. The males have been given that preference. The males will perform obsequies to the ancestors. So they have been given preference. These fellows have been decorated by golden ornaments. And Shiru told their short shoulders, they will be hanging the toy drum. Shev Vari Parayin. Shev of red color, Vari having dots of beautiful. Or of red color, beautiful. Drum. They will be is just hanging on their shoulders. And in the flat portion of the tongue, which is being beaten, Kannahathu, Kannahathu means in the flat portion, which is being beaten. Yeludhiya kuripola, some sparrow, the figure of some sparrow will be drawn on the flat portion of the drum which is being beaten. And when these young children are beating the drum, the sparrow will be beaten. Like that sparrow, the horses of our hero must be beaten. Let, not must be, but here, let them be beaten. Let them be beaten as the sparrow in the toy drum of the young children or the wealthy persons. Kannahathu ezhudhiya kuri pola. Kuruvi has become kuri. But in Sangha literature, kuruvi has come only few. Kuri has come many. Kuri is a word which has been framed from the original word kuruvi. Kuruvi means what is it? That which has got a color, that's all. Kuruvi. Vi means bird. Kuru means having color. Birds with color, that's all. That kuruvi has become kuri. And Sangha literature, kuri comes many times more than kuruvi. Kuri pola kolgondu alaippapadiyar. Let them be troubled. Let them be punished. Padiyar viyangod venemutru. In part is a finite verb. Which is just mentioning the desire of the girl. It is mentioning the desire. Let them be beaten. I will be happy if they be beaten, she says. Nuham nuraitta ma kolhondaraippa padiyar. Let the horses which have been yoked to the chariot of our hero be troubled by the sticks. So that if they come the next time, they won't go. Their speed will be lessened. If they are being troubled, some trouble will come to the body. They may have pain in the body. They cannot go as speedily as this day. Then.
So what is the quota?
Huh?
Quota, line 2.
What is it?
Siltho.
We have 9 line?
2.
2. Shiru told kotha, which had been hung to. Kotha means to get joined. Mm-hmm.
That's a verb.
Huh?
There's a verb kotu.
Ko. The word itself is ko.
Yeah.
Ko means to make to join.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the pearls are joined together by a thread. For nolil kotal, the pearls are joined by a thread. They say, muthukal nolil kokapudukran. Kotal means to make to join. Kai kotu, just join the hands. So the word is ko. This fellow has just joined it, the shoulders, and making it hang for easiness. Because he need not carry it in his hand. That will be some burden. He had put it in his shoulders. Automatically, by mechanical advantage, the weight will be less. Shau vari parai. Vari means beauty of red color.